At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Don't I know you?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Actually, I do know you. You're Fred Benson. You killed that kid last year.
What?
That ugly scar on your face. It's from that crash.
It was an accident.
An accident? Is that why you ran all the way home instead of calling us? You're a murderer is what you are. Everyone here knows it. A murderer. 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 Murderer.
You all right there?
What?
I said you're all right, kid. You're looking a little peaked.
Fine. I'm fine.
He's just on edge. I mean, we all are.
I'll let you check on your friend, but just be fast, yeah?
Of course, officer, thank you. Okay, what was that? I said act casual.
Yeah, it's just... Sorry.
Stranger, danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. Happy 2025. Yeah, I could say Happy New Year still, right? I know it's been 21 days, which, if I do the math correctly, is 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks since we started 2025. So it's been 3 weeks and 2 days since my last episode, because I did have one book club episode before the end of 2024, but here we are in 2025, and because it's the first episode of the new year, I can say Happy New Year without feeling any sort of regret. The only regret I have is that it's taken me this long to get a new episode out to you. Do you like my new setup? I'm trying something without the green screen because the lighting just doesn't work for my green screen all that well. So I'm trying something. I got these lights, literally I got them yesterday, and this is the first thing I'm filming with them. And I just kind of put them up on the shelves behind me to try to give some ambiance. I don't know how it'll look if you're watching this on YouTube. I'm not sure how it will look, but if you are watching it, you know, throw me a comment and tell me, you know, just how wonderful I look. I have my GoPro about 6 inches from my face, so hopefully it doesn't look too weird. But I mean, this is what you're dealing with, so you get what you get. I hope everyone had a happy and healthy New Year's Eve, and I hope that they're kind of swinging into this 2025 thinking happy thoughts, being positive, and getting ready, because 2025 really is a gigantic year for Stranger Things and for Stranger Danger. Think about it. I'm going to continue pushing these Stranger Things forever, getting more of them out to you, and going as far as we possibly can before we get to Stranger Things 5. Again, no idea when it's coming out. Christmas passed, New Year's passed. We still haven't found out anything. Unless, of course, the news broke today and I didn't see it, then we still don't have any significant, definite date for our last season, Stranger Things 5, Stranger Danger 5? I mean, really, could there be a bigger year for this podcast and for the show? Like, this is the first time we're going into a year knowing we're getting a final season, knowing that it's ending. You know, before that, no one ever thought, I don't know when 5 was announced technically. Like, you think I should know these things, but I don't remember if 5 was announced before 4 ended, or if it's like we're coming back with 5 and that's the final one. I kind of feel like that did happen. I forget, but we knew that 4 wasn't the end. So going into it, no matter what, we knew 4 wasn't the end, and it definitely did not. It ended in a way that we knew this couldn't be the end. But now all bets are off. I don't know what we're going to be getting. Yes, I know they say the world of Stranger Things will continue, but as far as I know, this is it for this time, this place, and these characters. Will we get a spinoff of something that we, you know, are familiar with, a character, a different timeline? You know, something like, isn't the musical set when Hopper and Joyce are in high school? Would we get something like that? Would we get something in the future? That'd be cool. Of kind of a future story of, you know, what happened to the Upside Down? Because whatever happens in Stranger Things 5, the Upside Down can't go away, right? It's not like it was created. Right? When we saw number one, when we saw Vecna, when we saw, was it Henry Creel? Did I get that right? It'd be terrible if I got that wrong. If we saw him, we saw him go into the Upside Down, into the Upside Down. He kind of took control of it, but it was already there. So, even defeating Vecna, it would not, it isn't funny, his name's Vecna, but he doesn't even know it. But defeating him would not put an end to the Upside Down, and the Upside Down is where all the threats are. So could there be something else that opens another gate at another time? Whether or something that's already happened. That happened in the past, and we learn how it connects to the world we're in now. But this is my point: is that even though this is the end of Stranger Things proper, it's not the end of Stranger Things the world, which means it's not the end of Stranger Danger. You know, I said it before; I'll be sticking around as long as they keep making books, if they keep making shows, if they make a movie. You will find me there, behind this microphone, talking to the Stranger Friends. And today, my friends, we're continuing with Stranger Things Forever, finally getting back to Vecna's Curse. This is part 4 of Vecna's Curse, which covers minutes 30 to 40. This 10 minutes actually picks up exactly where the last 10 minutes left off, which, you know, logically that's how time works. But when we last time we saw, you know, our friends, it was Nancy and Fred, and they were showing up at the trailer park. That's when the 10 minutes ended. This 10 minutes picks up with them driving into the trailer park. Nancy puts her window down, and she's like, Fred, play cool. You know, just be cool. Take my lead. And cop's like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, we're here to see our friend Max Mayfield. You know, we're just worried about her. He's like, I'm not supposed to let people in. And Fred's like, oh, you know, we're here to help her. You know, we're basically her nanny. And the cop's like, don't I know you? He's like, what? I don't think so. He goes, nope, I know you. He goes, you're Fred Benson. You killed that kid last year. And you got that ugly scar from the crash. And Fred has this look on his face, like, what? And we find out that Fred was in an accident. And the police officer's like, oh, he goes, it was an accident. And the police officer said, oh, yeah? Is that why you ran home instead of calling us? And you can see Fred, like, all of a sudden, the face of this police officer starts turning demonic. And the kind of like what Chrissy saw in her at her house, quote unquote, when she saw her parents, same kind of thing. Now you and I know what it is at this point, but same look on the face. It's like all these vines creeping up on the cop's face, and Fred's like scar started opening up. He's like, "You're a murderer. That's what you are, a murderer, a murderer." And all of a sudden, Fred's like, "Whoa, whoa." And it looks like it was all in Fred's head. Cop's like, "Are you okay? Because you look a little peckered, peckered." And he's like, "Oh, I'm fine." And he's like, "All right, I'll let you through to see your friend, but make it fast, okay? Get in and out of there." She's like, "Great, thanks so much." And then she looks at Fred like, "What the hell was that?" Fred's like, "Oh," she's like, "I told you to play it cool." He's like, "You're right. I'm sorry. And at that moment, we leave Hawkins. We don't go back. That is the end of Hawkins in this 10 minutes. We cut to California. We stay in California. We pick up with Jonathan and Argyle. They are basically, it reminds me of on Sunday and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Charlie and Mac just throw rocks at trains going by. It reminds me of Beavis and Butthead just doing something to pass the time. It's Argyle and Jonathan. They're hitting golf balls into a junkyard. And Jonathan's like, he starts kind of ranting about how, you know, part of me wished that she was on the plane. I was like, "Oh, what a surprise. You're here to see me. I really wanted her on the plane." But then part of me was like relieved that she wasn't there. And Argyle's like, "What are you talking about, man? What are you stressing out about?" Jonathan says, "Listen, I got to tell you something," and shows him a letter. And it says that he got into a community college. He's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, you're going to Emerson. He's like, "No, I'm not. Just Nancy doesn't know this yet." And he's like, "What are you doing, man? You're dead. You're so dead. Why don't you just tell her the truth?" He's like, "Tell the truth? I can't tell the truth. If I told her that, she'd throw away everything and she'd come out here and she'd throw away her future and she'd resent me and we end up like my mom and dad and we'd end up divorced and we'd end up with my kids hating me." And I was like, "Dude, like getting ahead of yourself a little bit there." He's like, "The cycle never ends." And Argyle's like, "You know what? You should have told the truth, but let's get high." So he's like, "Go get this, you know, whatever it is, in the back of my van. You need to relax." And they're going to, I guess they're going to smoke some marijuana. I think that's how the kids say it. I don't know. I'm old. I'm old enough to say that in all my time, I've never tried this stuff. So I don't know what it does, but I podcast to relax. That's what I do. So he's like, the cycle never ends, but let's get high. And that's the last time we see them. Then we get to the worst part of the episode at the Rink-O-Rama. Remember, we were there. And while Mike and Eleven and Will are sitting around eating, drinking milkshakes, that bitch Angela and her bitch friends show up. They approach them and they're like, "Oh, who's this person that we're, you know, I've never met this man before. Where you been hiding him?" She's like, "This is my boyfriend." And Mike goes, "It's nice to meet some of, Jane's friends." She's like, "Friends? Oh, yes, yes. Come on, friend. Let's go skate." And they grab her and pull her out onto the skating rink. And Mike's like a little clueless, just kind of watching it. But Will is like, "Uh-oh, this isn't good." And they pull her out there. And they leave her out. Oh, while they're skating around with her, Will notices someone has a video camera, starts taping it. He's like, "Oh no." And Mike's like, "What? What are you doing?" He said, Will finally tells him the truth. He's like, "You know, Elle hasn't been completely truthful with you." It's like, "Bullshit. What are you talking about?" He says, "Nope. Elle's been having problems out here. Okay. She's been having trouble with people." And at this point, Angela leaves Elle out in the middle of nowhere in the rink. The friggin' DJ. He might be the villain of this. He is as much a villain as Angela in Milkshake Boy. And let me get to him. I haven't got to him yet. But at this point, the DJ's like, "This song, special song, goes out to to Jane, the local snitch." And it's like, what the hell? And I'm like, right then and there, this is like grounds for this DJ's dismissal. Like, you need to fire this piece of crap. You need to revoke his disc jockey license immediately. He's never allowed to play in a rink-a-rama or any skinny rink or any sort of party. Nothing. Ever. Again.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
So when the DJ says this next song is dedicated to the local snitch, he starts playing Wipeout. And like, my first thought is they're gonna make her crash. They're going to do something. But all of a sudden, like, all these jerks come up and they start calling her a freak and they tell her to go home. And they start doing the thing with their hands to make fun of what, you know, Elle did in the school parking lot when, remember, she tried to use her powers. They literally join hands and skate rings around her, and you could see Elle is completely distressed. Mike sees the douchebag DJ dancing and he gets pissed. He goes over and he starts telling him to turn off the music. He's like, turn it off. He's like, what? Sorry, dude, I can't hear you. Sorry, man. He's like, you need to turn it off. And finally the DJ says, all right, if you say so, dude. And then he yells, wipe out. And at this point, That little asshole comes over and throws the milkshake all over Elle. It reminded me of that show Glee. Remember they would do the slushy thing where they, you know, between singing pop songs and, you know, never going to class, they would throw slushies at the nerds, the bullies would. And that's kind of exactly what happened here. And I wrote down this note. I said, at this point, I want Vecna to kill these children. I have no problem if Vecna came into the skating rink right now, took that kid and went, and popped his head off and just threw it and it spun in the middle. And then all of a sudden the DJ, he throws it at the DJ and then wipe out gets played again. Yeah, that's really what I think I need to happen. I need Vecna. I need more, from what I remember, I need more of a comeuppance for these kids that they really don't fully get. They kind of get left behind pretty much with this episode, if I remember correctly, because it didn't. But again, it's not like they did something. I mean, even though I said what I said, it's not quite as bad as, you know, some of the jerks in Hawkins and what they do. But yeah, you know, I wouldn't have a problem if Vecna, you know, hunted down these jerks. But the one thing with this scene, it feels like it was almost hyper-realistic. Everyone is laughing. It's like, is this what Elle is seeing? Is this really happening? Now, obviously, they made it, this is really happening. I guess it's to get the point across, but literally everyone in the rink is an asshole. Not one person, you know, has a heart and be like, come on, guys, let her go. It's just, it was really, you know, it was unrealistic. But it was effective because of Billy Bobby Brown's acting, the look on her face, the crying. Angela comes over. She's like, didn't you see the sign, dummy? No food or drink on the rink. And she gets up. She skates off. She's in tears. Mike tries to get to her, but we don't know where she goes. Mike's kind of caught in the rush of all the people. And that's the end of the skate-o-rama portion. So it's three kind of, I guess, four moments. We get the Fred moment, we get the Argyle and Jonathan moment, we get the Rink-O-Rama moment, and then we get back to the buyer's house and we have a phone call to make, because Murray and Joyce are getting ready to make that phone call. And I love that Murray has this quote unquote portable computer, this enormous looking computer that I guess he lugs around. Wasn't he throwing it in, maybe that was what is in his suitcase, throwing in the back of the cab, but he runs the phone line through it so that he can, it's almost like a VPN. He can kind of mask where he's actually connecting, well, not connecting, but calling. And he's like, okay, Joyce, this computer, this will make it look like you're calling from Durham, North Carolina. But if it is KGB, you know, they could still trace you. So keep it brief. He basically tells her a minute max and proof of life. So they hit record on this little tape deck and they call the number. And it just kind of rings to a phone booth. Looks like in the middle of nowhere, a snowy street. We know it's supposed to be Russia, but we don't quite know yet. It rings and rings and rings. And suddenly a voice answers, a guy answers, grabs it and says, this is Enzo. And we realize, oh, we're in Russia here. And she's like, this is Joyce. I received your message and I would like to make a reservation. Because you got to speak in code because you don't know who's listening. He's like, yes, it will cost you, even though after what she just said, any code seems to get thrown out the window because he's like, yes, it'll cost you $40,000. You have it in Hopper's trust for the girl. Right there, you said $40,000 and Hopper. I mean, that's, don't they? They do know his name is Hopper, right? The Russian prison. I feel like they, that would be easy for them to find out, I guess, even in the 80s. She's like, yes, yes, $40,000 in cash. So Hopper has a trust for 11 for her to, and I wonder if, am I crazy or did the Hawkins Laboratory help set up this trust with Paul Reiser in the past, right? When he goes, it's official, and he adopted her. But that was the end of two. Wait, was that the end of three? No, that was the end of two. I am so confused. That is the end of two. So there must be a trust, or Hopper's just very responsible and a loving dad. And I chalk that up too. So he's like, you bring it to Yuri's Fishing Fly in Nome, Alaska, $40,000. She's like, you want me to go to Alaska? He's like, yes. Joyce says, well, first we're going to need to speak to Hopper. We need to know he's alive. At this point, someone knocks on the phone booth. And I'm sorry, I just got word. That is the end of these 10 minutes. So we've progressed the story for sure. Not a ton. 30 to 40 minutes. From minutes 30 to 40, we got Fred and Nancy going to the trailer park, but we knew that already. But now we know that Fred is seeing things much like Chrissy is seeing things. So you kind of think, oh, there's a target on Fred. You know, there's a reason we've never seen Fred before. And all of a sudden we're seeing him a lot. I think things are not long for the world for young Freddy boy. And we know that he had some sort of accident. We saw a little flash of that accident, something that he is very guilty of. But that was only for a few seconds. We did learn that Jonathan, while he wanted Nancy to show up, he's also relieved that she didn't show up because he's afraid to tell her that he's not going to Emerson. He's just going to the local community college with Argyle. And Argyle's like, that's where I'm going. So I'm even surprised. I'm like pleasantly surprised that Argyle's going to community college. But he projects this whole thing like, I don't want to ruin her life. That's really what he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to be like his parents and he doesn't want to ruin her life. He doesn't want to leave his mom and his brother for some dream he says that isn't even his. So I don't know. He seems like he's at a crossroads trying to figure out what the hell he wants to do with his life. The big thing is, well, the main scene, even though, again, it doesn't progress our story, I feel like the end and the beginning progress the story more. Fred with his, you know, seeing things, and the final scene with Joyce and Hopper, they, you know, finding out that there's someone named Enzo and they need to send money and they need to bring money to Nome, Alaska. So that really progresses the story along. In the middle, we got Jonathan and Argyle, you know, Jonathan having a kind of a crisis of confidence and trying to figure out what to do with Nancy. And the big thing, as far as characters concerned, is Mike finding out that Elle is not really having a good time at all, after all, in California, and she's being bullied, and we see it right there at the rink. So I don't know what happens in 40 to 50 exactly. I know this episode is 78 minutes long, so we will get Watch this. I'm going to do math. 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 78. So we have four more episodes left in Vecna's curse. And again, nothing. We had one little moment of Vecna, one moment of Hopper. Those are the big things to focus on as far as the story is concerned. But my major concern in this 10 minutes is that Angela needs to get what's coming to her from 11. I do know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. But we're not there yet. We will get there, though. I promise you. I promise you that I'll be doing these more. I promise you that I won't take so long in between. I swear it. But in the meantime, you know where you can find me, right? StrangerDangerPodcast.com. We're on Blue Sky now. Are you on Blue Sky? StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky. You can find everything at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. But on Twitter, because I'm still on Twitter, is StrangerDPod. Is that what I did? Is that what I called it? I feel like I'm going to do more Blue Sky, though, now. I've been doing so much more over there. You can find me over there at Geek Mentality. You can find me still on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads at Geek Mentality. And the big thing is our YouTube channel. This video, this episode is a video too. So if you want to watch the video, go to Fans Not Experts on YouTube. Like this video, subscribe. You don't even have to watch it. Do me a favor. If you listened to this episode, just go over to YouTube or click there might be a link in the show notes. I probably will forget to put it in. But go over to YouTube, Fans Not Experts, hit the subscribe button, hit the like for this video. That's all. That's it. That's all. And then, you know, you'd get notification. You can hit the little notification to find out when other episodes come through. But fair warning, this isn't the only podcast that goes up on Fans Not Experts on the YouTube channel. Everything I do gets a YouTube gets a YouTube video, whether it's just audio or you have to look at my face. But if you don't mind my face, check it out. Subscribe. That would go a long way. And my TikTok, you know, I've talked about TikTok in the past. It's back. It was gone for a whole 24 hours. I did change the name of my TikTok. It's Geek Mentality Mike now. Someone took Geek Mentality. They took the domain I used to have, but I let it pass. I didn't think anyone else was going to take it. They took Geek Mentality on TikTok and on Instagram. They added an underscore. I'm the original Geek Mentality. I always will be. I will outlast this guy forever and ever. So Geek Mentality Mike on TikTok. If you're on TikTok. So that's it. I am done. Thank you so much for continuing to support the show and listen. And you can always email us info@fans.experts.com or strangerdanger@fans.experts.com. You go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. There's a link there. If you want to ever leave a voicemail, call into the show, you can do that as well. But until next time, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, you and I, we are the ones who will keep Stranger Things alive forever. I get it? It's a callback.
Fans Not Experts.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.